Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Rob Chestnut. He's the former Chief Ethics Officer of Airbnb and author of Intentional Integrity, How Smart Companies Can Lead an Ethical Revolution. Rob, welcome to our podcast.
Christopher, thanks for having me.
So I love the title of your book, and you mentioned the person that perhaps gave you that title or inspired that. Would you mind sharing with our listeners who that was?
Sure, Reid. I've known Reid Hoffman, the founder of LinkedIn, for a number of years, ever since the early eBay PayPal days. And when I was talking to him about writing a book, I told him that I was still working on the title. And he said, think of blitzscaling. He said, think of a phrase, a short phrase or a word that's unique to you that also describes the concept. So after that meeting with Reid, I walked away, and that's when I came up with Intentional Integrity.
That's great. And I want listeners to know that many of our listeners are entrepreneurs, executives, speaker, author, coaches, and they often say, yes, I'm a leadership person or I'm a change management person. But I always say, as you were saying, or we were saying, you have to have your aspect of that. So in my case, it's story-based leadership. So leadership is my expertise, but story-based leadership is my type of expertise. So in your case, great intentional integrity, which also has alliteration. So it's just a great branding and a great way to share what you want to talk about. So tell us, first of all, when you write books about integrity or anything, frankly, there might be a lack thereof of that. So do you feel that there is a lack of integrity in the world right now, or in business especially?
Oh, I think so. I think the world's always had a lack of integrity in it. But look, no one's perfect either. So, you know, you can make mistakes and have flaws and still have integrity. I think the main point of writing the book is companies don't focus on integrity. And when in fact it can wreck your brand, or it can be a superpower to propel you. And what companies need to do is they need to make an intentional effort to drive integrity into their culture. And through that, I think they can do some amazing things with their business.
Let's talk about how do you do that, right? You talk about smart companies. Do you have specific companies that you've worked for or worked with and you saw the level of integrity there, which really allowed you and inspired you to write this book?
Sure. I've been really lucky to work with companies like eBay and Airbnb. And I think it starts at the top. You know, if a leader, I say, is the thermostat. You know, look, a thermometer takes the temperature of a room, but a thermostat sets it. And if you've got a leader that believes in doing things the right way, you know, it has a greater purpose and isn't solely focused on hitting a quarterly financial number, you can drive integrity throughout the culture of your company and inspire your employees, and I think even attract more customers.
Well, Rob, I would be remiss to say, because you did work at, or I guess you're an advisor for Uber. I mean, Uber obviously has had its own ethics problems. So based on what you said, I mean, how do you feel their company is doing based on the fact that their founder was booted out and now they have this guy named Dara? So I'm curious, again, especially right in the Bay Area, you know, it's very easy to talk about integrity, but when it's all said and done with these billions of dollars of valuation, how do you actually do it on a day-to-day level, especially when you're saying it's at the top?
Yeah, I did a little bit of work with Uber for about 6 months, but I felt that, look, the company obviously was more focused on getting big fast than on, you know, doing good in the world. I think they made a number of mistakes starting at the top. And look, you know, what was interesting about Uber was how one employee, you know, Susan Fowler, really was able to bring that brand down through a simple blog post. But that's the nature of the world today. Companies are under a lot of pressure to act with integrity, to solve the world's biggest problems, to have values beyond just financial, you know, success. And, you know, look, if employees, you know, employees want to be proud of the place that they work. And if they're at a company and they feel as though the leaders aren't acting in accordance with the personal values of the employees, look, they're going to blog, they're going to walk out, they're going to tweet. And customers are the same way. The customers are increasingly looking at the places where they spend money. and demanding more. So look, as the world gets smaller and smaller, and as our problems in the world mount, I think that more and more companies are being pressured to solve big problems, think about things beyond just short-term financials.
Yeah, what really shocked me, Rob, when I worked at American Express in New York, and this is 20 plus years ago, but I remember having this employee survey that I had to fill out. And I was shocked that when they asked, do you trust your manager? And it literally is like half of the people trusted the manager. Again, I was in my mid-20s and didn't really have that much of a corporate experience at that scale. And I was like, wow, half the employees at one of the most well-known companies in the world don't even trust a manager, going back to, again, the integrity. And that was 20 years ago. So it just really dawned on me about what we have to work on. So what are some ways that we can have more of this intentional integrity? Because again, it's a word we know, but what do you mean by how do we actually put that in practice as a company?
Everybody knows the word integrity, but leaders are reluctant to talk about it. You know, I think maybe they're afraid that people are going to point the finger at them and say, you know, who are you? But we need conversation about it. You know, science teaches us that ambiguity and silence are the enemies of integrity. You know, everyone is good at rationalizing their own behavior. We all think we have integrity. But if no one talks about it, then when you're confronted with a particular situation, there's a natural human tendency to look at it in a way that favors you. So, you know, as long as you can rationalize your behavior and do the action you're thinking about and still feel good about yourself, you're likely to do it. So what companies that want to drive integrity into their culture need to do is they need to talk about it openly. Provide employees with specific guidance on things like, you know, alcohol, things like romantic relationships in the workplace or conflict of interest, and encourage an environment where people can openly talk about these things and raise questions. You know, in that sort of an environment where integrity is actually something commonly discussed, what we find is that integrity goes up. And as companies develop a reputation for operating with integrity, the interesting thing, you know, Christopher, is they actually outperform their competitors and outperform the market. You know, there's a great book by Adam Grant called Give and Take. And it talks about how people that are givers in life actually do better than people that see the world as a zero-sum game and are always selfishly trying to take as much as they can for themselves. And I think that applies as well to companies. You know, companies that are that again have a bigger purpose and are thinking about a range of stakeholders and what they can do for others, not always just selfishly thinking about that quarterly number, they're actually going to perform better.
And that's great advice. Can you repeat that again? When you said the ambiguity and the other statement you said is...
Sure. Ambiguity and silence are the enemies of integrity.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great statement. Is there one company that you feel that you feel is one of these intentional companies that have leaders that strive to be an integrity-based company?
Sure. Well, I think Airbnb does a good job of it, but I'll go outside of my own direct experience. I think Microsoft, under the leadership of Satya Nadella, has done a lot of really good things in this area. You know, they've made ambitious commitments in the area of climate change, you know, to be carbon negative by 2030, and even to go back and be carbon neutral historically for the entire history of the company. They're also working on things like reducing waste, improving water use, the way they treat their employees. They've taken some very progressive positions, particularly in light of COVID-19, in order, you know, recognizing the sort of stresses that their employees are under. So I give Microsoft a lot of credit. And obviously there are companies like REI and Patagonia that have tightly connected their business to doing good with the environment.
Yeah, we just had a guest actually yesterday. Her name is Sharon, and she's not a Microsoft at that scale, but she's talked about how her way of leading was, I think she says open books, where all of her employees knows exactly how much they make. And so ultimately they know why it's important to be conscious of their expenses and revenue. When I just thought, wow, I never really saw a company do that. So yeah.
Transparency is a great deodorant.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
And,
yeah.
You know, when a company does that, what trust they build with their employees, right? You shouldn't be ashamed to talk about your pay structure and why you do things. You know, one thing I've even encouraged companies to do, you know, women notoriously are reluctant to negotiate salaries. And as a result, they fall behind men in salaries in the workplace. So I encourage companies just to set a salary for a position and say, it's not negotiable. Here's what we're paying. And if you want to work for our company, this is what the salary is going to be. And if you don't, that's fine too. But that's just one way a company can be open, transparent, and set intentional policies to reduce things like pay gap based on gender and on race.
Yeah, that's great advice, Rob. Thank you so much for being on our podcast today. How can our guests connect with you and buy your book?
Well, I'm on LinkedIn posting about integrity every day, and I welcome your listeners to jump in and connect with me and follow me on LinkedIn. My book can be bought anywhere books are sold, you know, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and the like. And there's also a website, www.intentionalintegrity.com.
Rob, thank you so much for bringing your integrity to our show today. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.